I tell you, how are we getting the Prince of the Town called Bel Air?
That's the one and only Will Smith performing the opening rap to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for a reunion special that HBO released this week to mark the show's 30th anniversary. And that's not the only news in the world of TV nostalgia. The Peanuts holiday specials won't be on network TV this year. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
So let's start with the Fresh Prince reunion. Will Smith hosts a conversation with the cast, the main cast, as they celebrate the show's 30th year anniversary. I got really geek seeing the promos on Instagram. I still can't believe that it's been 30 years. What do you think? Is this must-watch TV?
Oh, if you're a fan of the show, you gotta watch this. Will Smith is, of course, the de facto host, bringing together all the folks who used to be on the show, except for James Avery, who played his uncle, who died. Mm-hmm. But Will Smith tells a story about how Quincy Jones had him audition for the show during Quincy Jones' birthday party in his house. And Will Smith didn't want to do it. He wanted some time to prepare because he'd never acted before. And Quincy pulls him to the side and says, look, everybody who needs to say yes to this show is in that next room waiting for you. And it was just
what
like, okay.
Story.
And then Alfonso Ribeiro, who played Carlton, goes, how did I know you for 30 years and not hear that story? So that's not necessarily a story that a lot of people have heard. But he told that story, and there's a lot of great reminiscing about what the show means, because it was a way of sort of taking all this, the energy of all this rap culture that was going on, and presenting it on network TV in a way that was, frankly, you know, relatively safe, but also a way that young people felt like their culture was being represented in this sitcom. It was a more powerful show than I think we even realized when it was on the air.
Yeah. Well, this special also features a conversation between Will and Janet Hubert, the original Aunt Viv, who left the show really on bad terms. I mean, your NPR colleague, Aisha Harris, wrote a moving and nuanced piece about what Janet went through on the show. What's it like seeing these two actors reunited after decades of what we have heard as bitter resentment?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because it's like, it would have been weird if they had done the reunion without having her on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they had to sort of figure out a way to sort of reconcile her experience. There was always this sense, you know, she had a very bitter departure from the show. What was sort of talked about amongst fans was that she was fired. So the two of them come together and they kind of admit that they didn't really understand what the other person was going through. There's a great clip where she kind of confronts him about what happened, and let's play a little bit of it.
Hollywood disowned me. My family said, you've ruined our name. And I wasn't unprofessional on the set. I just stopped talking to everybody because I didn't know who to trust, because I had been banished. And they said it was you who banished me. And I understand you were able to move forward, but you know those words, calling a black woman difficult mm-hmm. in Hollywood is the kiss of death. Mm-hmm. It's the kiss of death, and it's hard enough being a dark-skinned black woman mm-hmm. in this business.
Mm.
And so that was important. Her saying, you know, I'm an older, dark-skinned black woman, and me losing this job, you know, essentially killed my career. You know, for fans of the show, I think it would just be an amazing moment to see.
I'm gearing up to watch that for sure. Okay, something else that a lot of folks watch during this season are the Peanuts holiday specials. Here's a sample of their Thanksgiving TV classic.
What's all the commotion?
We've got another holiday to worry about. It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
I haven't even finished eating all my Halloween candy.
I can sympathize, Sally.
Yeah, exactly. But these specials we broadcast differently this year, thanks to Apple, much to the chagrin of viewers who look forward to them. What's going on here?
So basically, Apple bought the rights to distribute the series. Mm-hmm. There was a huge backlash to this. So Apple set up something where they're providing the Thanksgiving special and the Christmas special to PBS and PBS Kids. Mm. They're going to have a couple days where they get to do that. And then Apple TV Plus is also going to make it available for free on streaming for a couple of days. You know, I've been talking with people on social media, and they kind of feel like these films are almost public domain. Like they've been used to being able to watch them whenever the holiday rolls around, that they feel any sense that they're placed somewhere where you have to pay to see them is kind of an affront. You know, something like this just reminds us that sometimes even our most treasured and sentimental media are the creations of big companies or owned by big companies that will do whatever they feel they need to do to leverage the most profit off of them.
Hmm.
That's kind of a depressing Thanksgiving message, isn't it? Sorry about that. But, you know, hey, that's life in the big media city.
On that note, that's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, as always. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.